Sickandtired.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new show, a new you, America. We're going to kick it off with you. Why? Because the show's about you. It's for you. Our health is our greatest wealth. What kind of choices are you making every single day? Want to help you make the right kind? If you need help more, you can go to our website. Also, don't forget, if you're looking for a wellness provider in your area, check out mywellnessproviders.com. Sodas are still pretty popular. A lot of people still drink them, and a lot of Americans still struggle with them. They say that Americans are continuing to guzzle extra calories to the sugary drinks and even the diet ones. Roughly one-third of high school students in the U.S. drink two or more sodas, sport drinks, or other sugary beverages a day, according to the results in the national survey released by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The health dangers of soda are not new. Soda consumption has been linked to an increased risk for heart disease and diabetes, as well as the rising rates of obesity. Recent research at the University of Bangor in Bristol suggests that drinking soda can actually trigger sweet cravings by dulling your sensitivity to sweet taste, sparking a vicious cycle of eating sweet foods and drinks. As taste satisfaction level drop, the more sweet foods that you consume. Dr. Hans-Peter Kubis at Bangor University School of Sport, Health, and Exercise Sciences, he led the study. He says, isn't it about time you and family kick the soda habit? Get started with one of these healthier, low-calorie thirst quenchers. Let's talk about what those are. Well, number one, you can spruce up your water. Flavored waters have been popping up all over the place, and many contain, of course, still some sugar and artificial sweeteners. The healthier choice is the natural flavoring. Just add slices of your favorite fruit and veggies, like lemons, oranges, or watermelon, cucumber, mint, or limes, to a pitcher of cold ice water and refreshing, flavorful drink. You can add in a little stevia as well. It's one of my favorite things to do. They also talk about going natural with green tea, one of my favorites. It's what I drink every single day, even drinking some now. Studies of green tea show that it can reduce the risk of several types of cancer, heart disease, hypertension, kidney stones, and possibly even cavities. In addition, green tea is calorie-free, of course, if you have it without milk and sugar, and is naturally high in antioxidants, polyphenols, and what we call ECCG. Of course, you can pick any flavor you'd like, pomegranate and such, but also you can add a little stevia there to sweeten as well. They call this other thing Jeltzer, juice plus seltzer water. Now, there's no need to purchase the sodas. You can actually get a little bit of your favorite juice, such as grape, pomegranate, cranberry juice, and add to seltzer water. That way you don't get all the extra chemicals. You get a little bit of the sugar that's in the juice, but you get plenty of antioxidants, vitamin C, and vitamin B, along with that. So you still get a little bit of the sugar spike, but you don't get a lot of the additives that are so bad for it. Stevia, of course, is a great sweetener to put in with your waters and fruits, as I talked about. And they say tonic and lime is a great, now I've never done this one, but they say tonic and lime is great, minus the gin, of course. Throw those two together as well. And they say red wine is okay. I'm a little half on that, because the resveratrol that's in the red wine, that's actually so good for you, great for your heart, you can actually get from the dark grapes. And the alcohol tends to be a little bit of a depressant on the system. So one, you know, glass periodically, they're saying 4 ounces per day is usually okay. Let's say every other day. Again, this is what the study says. You want to drink your vegetables, vegetable juice. They say you can juice all you want, which I agree with. Blending is the way to go because you keep everything in there. Fresh juice, of course, you can get a juicer, a little bullet that they have. Now, the NutriBullets are actually great. You can do the whole thing for about in 16 ounces and then take it down the hatch. Tea infusers are really hot, too. So low-calorie teas, of course, are wonderful. You can get black tea, white tea, green teas. And even the oolong teas and the black teas are very good. Chamomile tea is great. Tea is great for the evening if you want to wind down. If your nervous system is a little wound up, it's a great tea to have on a regular basis. Bottom line is anything but sodas. But there's a lot of alternatives. People get used to drinking those. They think there's not much out there, but there really is. A lot you can choose when you're looking at your favorite drink. And that's what it's about. It's about finding alternatives. You know, people think that when you eat healthy, that you kind of take away the fun and, you know, it's no good. You start eating healthy and it's kind of like twigs and berries and things don't taste good anymore, but not really true. Really, you can start eating healthy. You'll actually find that the processed foods and the junk foods that you used to eat actually will end up doing things like, you know, making your stomach upset, making you feel weak or tired, and it's not worth it. Then, not that you can't have a piece of cheesecake every now and then, you should. And go ahead and knock yourself out, but it's doing it all the time when it is a little bit tougher on your health. And you'll find that if you eat really well over a period of time, that your body starts feeling better, functioning better, and then, of course, you notice the difference, and you really never want to go back. Pretty interesting how that works. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now. I'm going to go to the phones and go to Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Dr. Asa. My eyebrows are thinner than they used to be, and I asked a dermatologist about it, but I was talking to my sister, and she told me that she had heard on your program that soy, but she didn't catch it all, but that soy or soy milk could be the problem, and I just wanted to ask you about that.
How long has it been going on, the eyebrow thinning?
Probably a few years, several years.
Okay, is it thinning on the outside portion or the whole thing? Like on the outside part, the last third of your eyebrow toward the edges? Is that where it's thinning?
I never did have a whole lot of eyebrows, but I have less than I used to have. And, yeah, right at where my eyebrows are closest together, that's where it's thick, a little bit thicker, I guess. But, yeah, it's thinning. I guess they're probably thinning all over, really, but the thinner part is...
on the outside.
Yeah.
Have you gone to your doctor to have any blood work done recently for them to check your thyroid?
Yeah, I've had blood work done, yeah.
Did they check your thyroid? Do you know if they actually
they did
that? Okay. And they said everything was okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would go back, and I would have them check a couple of things. With the thyroid, if your numbers are fine, see, that's a classic sign when you're losing the hair on the outside. It's a classic sign of a deficiency or an issue with the thyroid. And there can be more than just your regular numbers off. See, if your regular numbers are not off, they're not going to check any further. Have them check your growth hormone levels, HGH, because the pituitary gland is the driver for the thyroid gland. A lot of times that can be deficient, and that could be an issue as a secondary issue, okay? Then also have them check TPO antibodies. Ask your doctor about that test. TPO antibodies checks for autoimmune of the thyroid. Sometimes it's good to look for that. Might be something underlying that could be causing that, and that might be the body's way of telling you. So hope that helps. Keep me posted.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can check us out on the website. Don't forget, if you need more information, everything is there. You can catch it there or call me right here on the show. Send me an email as well. Seven foods that can spike your blood sugar. Now, that's a big deal. It's type 2 diabetes is growing every single day. It's amazing how much we're seeing that. It used to be called adult onset diabetes because mostly it was adults. Now, one in three of our young people under the age of 11 have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Unbelievable. So carbohydrates really are the big culprits in this. And here are a couple foods that will spike your blood sugar. What is diabetes, real quick? Well, they call it sugar diabetes, too. Some people do. And diabetes, what happens is you eat a food like a bagel, which is a processed carbohydrate. Bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, those kind of things. Sugary drinks. You spike your blood sugar up, and the pancreas secretes a hormone called insulin that goes in and helps pull the blood sugar back down. And if you eat these kind of foods over and over and over again, day in and day out, it creates a yo-yo effect, up and down and up and down and up and down. Finally, the body gets just worn out, and that's in what ends up happening. And then finally, you have to take medicine like metformin. You have to take some of these medications that really just become a hassle. So hopefully some of these foods will help. If you're eating them on a regular basis, you might want to consider pulling them out of the shelves and putting them away for good. Well, at least 90% of the time. White rice is number one, and they're saying that people that have type 2 diabetes should scratch it from the menus. Researchers from Harvard School of Public Health found that people who ate five or more servings of rice a week increased their risk for developing type 2 diabetes, while people who replaced at least a third of their white rice servings with brown rice lowered their risk by as much as 16%. The reason is white rice has a little fiber, especially compared with brown rice, and fiber can help, of course, keep the blood sugar levels stable. White bread is another one. You think about white bread, it's been around forever, of course. The problem is your body quickly digests these foods, and the refined flour that's in the white bread causes the blood sugar to rise. And the whole grains, many with fewer refined grains, have less of that type of body fat that can trigger heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Another big one are sodas and sweet drinks. Now, of course, to keep the blood sugar within normal range, you want to avoid soda and other sugary-based drinks. Researchers found that people who drank one or more sugary drinks a day were at 20% higher risk, 26% higher risk for developing type 2 diabetes than those who drink less than one 12-ounce glass a month. Replacing regular soda or sugary drinks with water, seltzer water, can also help drop the weight as well. They're saying red meat is a little bit of a challenge. You don't have to cut the red meat from your diet entirely, but studies show that eating lots of red meat and processed meats like bacon and cold cuts, and I agree with those, maybe not the red meat, all high in saturated fat could contribute to the development of type 2 diabetes. A large study found that people who ate processed meat, that's a lot of the luncheon meats, like hot dog or sausage or slices of bacon, just once a day, double the risk for diabetes. You can easily lower your risk by substituting one serving of red meat and processed meats with healthier sources of protein like nuts, low-fat dairy products, and also fish, which is one of my favorite. Fast foods, of course, very tempting. You're on the go, especially when you're hungry. But most fast food is high in fat, of course, as you know, calories and salt, which all of these can increase your risk for type 2 diabetes. If you're going to go fast food, go with some of the other places that are at least a tad bit giving you options of healthier options. Subway is a great one if you're on the go. A lot of the places, believe it or not, everything from Wendy's to McDonald's and all. And I'm a realist. I mean, people are going to eat fast food. I get these questions all the time. They just get freaked out. They think, oh, my gosh, can't believe you're talking about eating fast food. But the reality is there's salads, there's grilled chicken. Is it organic? No, it's not organic. But if you're absolutely hungry and you're working on a weight loss routine and you've got to eat every 3 hours, which is a part of your plan, the grilled chicken or some of the baked fish at some of these places, the salads, the dark leafy greens that they're having now with vegetables, and even some of the small little bit of fruit that they have are options that are available. So at least go that route instead of the burger and fries. That's my point. some of the packaged foods you want to stay away from as well. Of course, your TV dinners, as they used to call them. And they're just full of chemicals that you really don't need. They really are. And they will raise your blood sugar like crazy. So away from the whole milk, think about the saturated fat, of course, that's going on with that. They say switch to no fat or 1% dairy. I think you're either going to go milk, go with almond milk, go with goat's milk, unsweetened, of course. Those are your better options. And, of course, you're going to go with regular milk, go with the organic versions. That's for sure. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now or check us out on the web. Always do that as well. Samantha writes us in Kentucky. Samantha wants to know, she's been struggling with low energy levels. Her doctor says that it's not her thyroid. What do you think? Adrenal function usually is the key. And we call it adrenal fatigue, very common. You'll know it's adrenal fatigue a couple ways. Number one, you are extremely tired in the morning. You gain energy as the day goes on. And then you find it very hard to wind down and go to sleep. It's because cortisol levels are elevated. Now, a great way to check for this is to go to your doctor and ask them to get a saliva test done to check cortisol and DHEA parameters. When you check the cortisol and the DHEA, you'll be able to figure out exactly what your patterns are and find what might be able to help put you over and into the better range. Usually a great way to go. So again, when you're looking at low energy levels, adrenal fatigue is usually a big culprit. A couple of things too, drop the coffee, switch over to the green tea. And research shows that vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, and vitamin C are two cofactors and vitamins that help support adrenal gland function. So a couple of things to note. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you go to the next level in your health and in your life. More calls when we come back in just a moment. Well, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex. I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Give me a call right now, 888-283-7272. They're saying now that obese moms are more likely to use television to calm fussy infants. Now, many babies spend almost 3 hours in front of the TV each day, a new study finds, especially if their mothers are obese and TV addicts themselves, or if the babies are fussy or active. Mothers are using television as a way to soothe the infants who might be a little bit more difficult to deal with. Senior study author Amanda Thompson, who's assistant professor of anthropology at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, she said other studies have shown that TV watching at such an early age can be very harmful, she said, adding that TV can delay important developmental milestones. And the report was published online January 7th and the February print issue of the Journal of Pediatrics. For the study, Thompson's team actually looked at more than 200 pairs of low-income mothers and babies who took part in the study as an obesity risk in infants for which families were observed in their homes. Researchers found infants as young as 3 months were parked in front of the TV for almost 3 hours a day, and 40% of the infants were exposed to TV at least 3 hours a day by the time they were one. Mothers who are obese, who watch a lot of television, and whose child were fussy, most likely put their infants in front of the TV. The TV viewing continued through mealtime with many infants. The researchers found mothers with more education were less likely to keep TV on during meals. Now, obese mothers are more likely to be inactive or suffer from depression, Thompson said. They're more likely to use television themselves to soothe themselves, so their infants are exposed to television as well. Thompson's currently doing a study to see if play and other alternatives can get these moms to help their babies get away from the television. Another expert said in the study, sheds more light on the issue of TV overexposure at such a young age. This is further evidence that certain children, particularly vulnerable children, have environments early on that are not conducive to optimizing their mental health. Dr. Chris Chakas, who's the director for Center for Child Health, Behavior, and Development at Seattle Children's Research Institute and professor of pediatrics at the University of Washington School of Medicine, he noted that 50% of kids from this type of background start kindergarten lacking basic skills. That so many kids are watching TV early is shocking and disconcerting, he said. He pointed out that children at this age are awake for only 10 to 12 hours a day, but 40% of these kids are spending a third of their waking hours in front of the television. In many cases, they're strapped in. Early television viewing is associated with attention problems and cognitive delays, and it's harmful to babies' brain development. For these reasons, the American Academy of Pediatrics discourages TV viewing before the age of 2 years. And we know there's nothing better for young children's brains than real-world human interaction, he said, adding that the brain develops in direct response to external stimulation. Extended TV watching among these children comes at a big cost, both in terms of displaced external activity, such as play or being able to read, but also television is overstimulating, inappropriately stimulating the developing brain, he said. Now, that's really scary because a lot of families do put their kids in front of television for a long period of time. And they're saying now, the American Academy of Pediatrics says that before the age of two, that television should be limited to 30 minutes per day, with parents finding other activities such as play to calm their children. So if you're using television as just a stop point for your child and letting them watch television nonstop, be careful with that, because you really don't know the effects it's going to have to their development and to their brain as a whole. And it's something that I think we all need to be cautious of. And it's the easy thing to do, no doubt about it, but that's why raising a child is called, you know, it's enjoyable and love it and wouldn't trade it for the world, but it's a lot of work. And focusing and pouring into them is a real big key. You ask any pediatrician, any one of them, and they'll tell you that. Read to your kids, spend time with your kids, but don't put them in front of the television. Very, very important. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the website as well. And don't forget our wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area. You can check us out there at mywellnessproviders.com. Let's go to Rob now. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm living well. How can I help?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you about your suggestions or recommendations for good general skin health. I occasionally, from time to time, especially in the winter months, I get these tiny little skin eruptions. They're like small mosquito bite areas. Sometimes the skin will kind of break open and they'll get a little itchy, and I'll find myself using a lot of like topical Benadryl lotion. And lately, it seems like they're just general skin itching is happening on different parts of my body too. Like I have a spot on the left side of my back that I've probably been putting Benadryl lotion on for over a year. It gets better and then it comes back. And now I've got a tiny little itchy spot on the back of my left leg. And now my scalp.
Oh, my goodness.
Gosh, if I didn't know better, I'd say I'm having an allergic reaction to something, although I don't know what that would be.
Right.
I don't think it's a contact dermatitis or anything, but I guess I'm curious on your thoughts as to what you think this might be and some good general skin health. Do you think this is tied into my immune system at all?
Sometimes it can be. most of the time it's tied into your digestive system. I mean, just as far as usually what goes on in the gut shows itself in the skin. And are the stress levels in your life high, or would you say things are pretty stable?
No, things are better than ever. Yeah, if any kind of stress, it would be you stress.
Right, exactly. Well, what about your diet? Why don't you give me a quick rundown, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, of what you eat on a normal day, just average.
Okay. Oatmeal for breakfast, sandwich for lunch. I eat a lot of bread. I like a lot of Subway or Lenny's, that sort of thing. So it's usually lunch meat, turkey, tuna fish, and either wheat bread, sometimes a bagel, sometimes a Subway, you know, 6-inch. Then for dinner, it will often be maybe a vegetarian pita, bread or salad or fish. Not getting a whole lot of vegetables lately. I do have a fair amount of pasta in my diet. And I would say that cycle pretty much repeats. My diet is pretty much the same day to day.
Yeah, I would look at that by cutting out gluten, which is the protein found in grains, cutting out breads and pastas and cereals and crackers for a period of time. Many times when you have skin conditions like that kind of pop up, they could be a slight irritation. And it doesn't mean you can't eat those foods ever again. It may mean that you just have a little bit of a sensitivity to it sometimes. And, you know, again, there's mixed reviews on practitioners and what they think about it. But a lot of research shows that people can be gluten sensitive. Doesn't mean you've got major issues, but just slightly sensitive. And it can cause some of the itching and that sort of thing. Another issue with that is in the gut. What goes on in the gut usually shows itself in the skin. And when you get the good bacterial flora in the gut, meaning that you get rid of all yeast-related issues, and when you eat a lot of bread and carbohydrate like that, it can raise and form a lot of yeast in the gut. And so you might want to look at that. Just things like probiotics, fish oils are really good at lowering inflammation. And many times when skin begins to itch and whatnot, or you just have little issues with the skin, you got a little bit of a omega-3 fatty acid deficiency sometimes, not getting enough of those. So those are the two things you might want to look into. Go to your health food store and talk to some folks there. But they can be really helpful. And again, it's kind of like an elimination diet a little bit, just for a period of time. It's not for a long period of time by any means. But you might want to look into and do some research on that. Keeping your proteins, you know, more of the non-processed foods, like your fish, your eggs for your proteins, and, you know, looking at things like nuts and seeds for your fats, and just fruits and vegetables for your carbohydrates, maybe for a short period of time, 3 or 4 weeks, and see how your body responds to it. You know, it never hurts. It's not like it's you're eliminating anything major that's going to make you feel bad or something like that. And you might want to look at that. But drinking plenty of water, half your body weight in ounces of water every single day, little tricks like that can really help put things together. But, yeah, that's what I've seen. And, if you know, usually skin conditions come from something going on in the gut or from something in the diet. So, and it could be, can it be autoimmune? Yeah, it could. But, I mean, you won't really need to go that route. You can go talk to your doctor and you can get some blood tests done if you want. But you might find when you talk to them, when you talk about eliminating foods, some docs are into that and some are not. You may have to go more of an alternative-based or integrated-based doctor that will kind of go that route with you. But, yeah, it does make a difference. And you'll notice that pretty quickly, probably within a week's time, if that's the culprit. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call or check us out on the web, of course. And if you're looking for a wellness provider, we've got our team members all growing around the country. Pretty exciting to see all the able to help you with your lifestyle to go to the next level. That's what it's about. It's about nutrition. It's about lifestyle. It's about choices. It's about you. It's about going from where you are to where you need to be. That's what this show is all about. More Healthy Talk Radio. When we come back, don't go anywhere.
Hi. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Cancer is a big deal. And, of course, it's the big C word. And they're saying now that cancer rates are continuing to fall. Pretty good news for all that's going on. Deaths from cancer continue to drop for American men and women from most racial and ethnic groups, according to a new report. It's good news. It's all this research that's going on and all the new lifestyle choices that you're making now every single day is putting a dent in the cancer issue. It's good news. There's this continuation and decline for colorectal, breast, prostate, and other forms of cancer, including lung cancer, which has always been a big one. But the American Cancer Society noted most of this. It said the progress that we are making in the fight against cancer is largely driven by the most common cancers in America. They noted that the drop in deaths from lung cancer was in great part the result from fewer people smoking and better treatment protocols. For colorectal and breast cancers, the decline in deaths also resulted from improved screening and treatment. Not all the news from the report was good, though. However, among men, death rates from melanoma skin cancer are on the rise, and uterine cancer rates are on the rise for women. Death rates for liver and pancreatic cancer are also increasing. For these diseases, treatment needs to get better if the deaths are going to be reduced. They said, we would like to have more research and more public attention to these cancers, and that is on the way. The annual report produced by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the American Cancer Society and the U.S. National Cancer Institute all played a role in this. They said, our efforts in cancer prevention and control are working, said Jane Hindley, who's an epidemiologist in the Division of Cancer Prevention and Control for the CDC. Hindley said that cancer diagnosis and deaths could be further reduced if people would live up to their New Year's resolutions to quit smoking, lose weight, eat healthy, exercise, and cut down on their drinking. See, it's all about lifestyle choices every single day. Now, we can get into the treatment protocols and we get into the fine-tuning details. But at the end of the day, if you get rid of the smoking, if you lose the weight, if you begin to eat healthy and exercise and cut down on the alcohol, then your chances of cancer goes down. I mean, really, it's not rocket science. The drop in cancer deaths began in the 1990s and continued to drop as time went on. From 2000 to 2009, cancer deaths dropped 1.8% per year among men and 1.4% a year among women. And the deaths among children dropped by 1.8% as well. So a lot of the cancers are being handled in this manner. For children, cancer diagnosis rose 0.6%. And a lot of the leukemias and different types of cancers, thyroid, melanoma, liver, pancreas, all had slight increases. Among women, of course, the cervical cancers actually have decreased as well, which is great news. All of this was found in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. And very important because cancer, of course, is something that everyone's kind of scared of. But at the end of the day, it's something that we all need to understand that it is a fight, and it does come down to our lifestyle choices that we make on a regular basis. You can win in many ways. And the American Cancer Society has said it many times that if we would change our lifestyle, literally, about 2/3 of the cancers could be virtually eliminated. So it's up to us in many ways to make a difference. Let's go to Don on the phones now. Hi, Don.
You guys constantly talking about how weed is bad for you, and I got a question.
Sure.
I know white rice is not the best in the world, and you guys talk about brown rice, but the question I got is long grain and wild rice or anything else that can be added to a diet so I can dump the wheat.
As far as grains go, yeah, I mean, there's several things. If you want to use rice, brown rice is great. The wild rice is fine. But I'm a bigger fan if even of rice. Rice is no big deal. Usually it's pretty hypoallergenic. People handle it pretty well. But it's more of an issue of blood sugar. And that's why I like brown rice and I like sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are great. Squash is great. Butternut squash is great if you kind of need something for that grain or that craving that you might get that's similar to a starchy type carb. Those are great. Chickpeas crushed up as hummus is a great alternative as well. And you can also take things like cauliflower and crush it up and add butter, salt, and pepper. And if you crush it up real good, it almost tastes like mashed potatoes. There's a lot of different ways to get that craving, if you will, for a starch and using other methods to do it. Because at the end of the day, it's about the blood sugar rise that you get from it and what it does on an ongoing basis. It raises inflammation. Anytime you raise blood sugar levels to a certain degree, you're going to raise the inflammation in the body. And the goal is to keep the inflammatory process down as much as possible. And so looking at different food options that way is a great way to go. But I really do. I like sweet potatoes for starchy carbs. I like all the peas, black-eyed peas, field peas. All of those are fantastic. Plus, they have a little bit of protein in them. And pea protein, they found, is actually a great alternative protein to meat. And it provides a lot of the amino acid profiles and very, very good. So, anyway, good choices along the way. If you're going to dump the white rice, there's a lot of other options. And, you know, when you get used to certain patterns of eating certain foods, you start thinking, well, what else is there? But when you start looking at that, you'll realize that there's a lot of other choices. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got a lot of food choices that you can choose from in that list on there of approved foods that will help you along the way. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the show. It helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Remember, your best days are still ahead.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.